Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilosoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. I'm sitting at my dining room table with Tammy Wolanczak. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Jackie.
And I just love you, Tammy. You are the best. So Tammy and I met through business, but we have become good friends. And I think it's just because we have so much in common. We're both divorced. We both have kids. I remember the first time we met, I walked into the restaurant and you were already sitting there talking to another person we were meeting with.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't deal with Lollapalooza and, you know, my son's going. And you were like, oh my gosh, I was just talking about that same thing.
Oh,
so we definitely knew we had a lot in common right from the start. And the reason we decided to do this podcast is we got to talking about some of the concerns and why people go to Divorce Girl Smiling. And one reason is they don't know what to expect during divorce and after divorce. Mm-hmm. So Tammy and I thought it would be helpful to talk about what to expect in life after divorce. And we can only give our perspective. It's different for everyone. But we just feel like we might be able to give you a glimpse into what to expect if you're thinking about divorce or going through one and you're scared. Because Tammy, I don't know about you, but I want to tell people, nothing to be scared of. Life can be so wonderful after divorce.
Yes, there's a lot of things to be fortunate to feel and to empower yourself and to feel like you're self-sufficient, I think, is a really good feeling to have.
It definitely is. And I've only known you since you got divorced. So how long have you been divorced?
7 years in July. Yeah.
So okay, Tammy's been divorced for 7. I've been divorced for 15.
Oh, wow.
So, but 7's a long time, too. Yeah. I mean, you definitely can speak with authority on life after divorce.
Yeah.
So before we get into the discussion, I just want to take a minute and explain that Tammy, professionally, is in the mortgage industry. Tammy is a certified divorce lending professional, and what that means is she's been in the mortgage industry for 25 years, but a couple years ago she decided to specialize in helping people during and after divorce get mortgages.
Correct.
Okay, but we're not really talking about mortgages or anything today. We're talking about life after divorce.
Yes.
So the first thing I want to talk about, Tammy, is when you got divorced, tell me about, did you move into a different home? Did you keep your home? What happened? And then tell me about that experience.
So that really was a really pivotal moment for me because, and in moving forward, because I didn't do what I should have done. And I really tried to hold on to my marital home, which was way too much maintenance for me. Way too big of a home for me to take care of myself. And I was really trying to hold on to it for all the same reasons a lot of women try to hold on to the house, just because I didn't want my kids to feel uprooted and everything. But really it was causing me a lot of stress and a lot of problems to try to hold on to it. I couldn't even clean the whole thing within a normal weekend, right? It was like you clean half of it and then you try to clean the other half and then the other half's dirty and vice versa. It just was overwhelming.
So how long did you live in that home?
So I lived in it for about a year and a half and then we decided to go ahead and sell it. It was in a different market, so it wasn't a good time to really sell it. But I held on to it for about a year and a half, and then I downsized and moved into a smaller home.
All right, so don't you think the experience of moving, now I did not move. I was living in the same home, but it wasn't a big home. We were living in a townhome at the time, mm-hmm. so it was really a perfect place for me to live mm-hmm. after because it wasn't big. It was cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like when you moved into your new home, you were able to redecorate, make things the way you wanted?
Yeah.
I know my house was very, and still is, even in my new house, very feminine. I mean, we're sitting here in my house. There's so many flowers around here, you could puke. But yeah. Tell me about that experience. Because yeah, no, I think a lot of people listening are thinking, I just don't want to, like you said, uproot my kids, but also like they feel safe, they feel comfortable, they don't want to go through the actual process of moving. Yeah. But what's the benefit?
Well, I got, after I kind of wrapped my brain that around the fact that I was moving, I got really excited about that part and decorating myself and not having to run any of that by anybody. Nobody else needed to make any decisions about what color I wanted to paint my walls or what color I wanted, if I wanted to have a floral quilt on my bed or, you know, anything like that. I just did it. I just went out and bought whatever I wanted to and decorated it however I wanted to.
Isn't that fun?
So fun.
And it takes away all your stress, and then what happens is the happiness starts to crowd out the feelings of anxiety. Yes. And you're like, wow, this is really nice. It feels like a fresh start.
Yep.
I know.
And it was really important for me to make good spaces for my boys. And I, you know, really focused on making their rooms really comforting and homey as well. And that was fun for me too. So we painted them the way that they wanted them to be painted and made their space really comfortable for them, and that made me feel good too, to just know that they were still going to live in a home that was full of love and supported and all that kind of stuff. It just was a different home. So
right, we're talking about what to expect in life after divorce. What about making decisions on your own? I remember being really nervous, like one night, 2 a.m, it was my call. Do you go to the emergency room? Because my son had such a high fever and I didn't know what to do and I was scared and I didn't know who to ask. Couldn't really call anybody.
Right.
And like, you have to be the one decision maker.
Yeah, a lot of times you do. You do have to just kind of suck it up and make that decision yourself. And it can be scary, but a lot of times if you dig deep, you know, you just make the decision. And even if there was another person there, you'd probably both be looking at each other anyways.
Right. Especially as young parents.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like, they're not going to be any more equipped than you are. So you just have to make a decision. I remember being handed a child from the hospital, right? And you're like, really?
Exactly.
So.
But after you make these decisions that were hard and you're the head of the household and you realize that you can do it, it's very empowering.
For sure.
Makes you feel great about yourself.
Yeah.
And other decisions you have to make are finances, like all the decisions that you used to consult with your spouse, you're now doing alone.
Yes. Working with divorcing women a lot, I tell them, you know, you don't have to make all these decisions on your own. Just surround yourself with people that can help you make those decisions.
So you bring up such a great point. If you don't know the answer, get information from a professional. So for example, Tammy is a mortgage banker. So let's say you have consulted with her or you were her client. You don't care if somebody calls you up 6 months later to ask you a question, right? I mean,
no, not at all.
You know?
I prefer that. I love it when that happens. I mean, you had that happen. Remember when that happened to you about your mortgage? Yeah, we just talked through it, and then you realized like what you needed to do with your servicing of your mortgage. And you know, sometimes those questions are going to come up, but having the right resources to make a better informed decision and not be scared about it. If you surround yourself with people that you can pick up the phone and ask questions of, it makes it really, and sometimes even your spouse wasn't that person anyway, so.
And maybe they were worse. Maybe they made bad decisions.
Right.
So financial advisor is another person. Even you could call back your divorce attorney for something. Mm-hmm. You could call your mediator. Mm-hmm. You could call your accountant.
Yep.
You know, anyone. And if they can't help you, they might be able to lead you to someone else.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to empower yourself by getting all the information, and then you'll be better equipped to make a good decision.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilosoff and my guest, Tammy Wolanczak, my friend, my mortgage banker, and just someone I just think so highly of.
Oh, thank Thank you.
Two divorced women sitting here talking about what to expect in life after divorce. Before I move on, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think you're absolutely going to love if you are in need of their services. The first one is divorce attorney Anna Krolikowska. Anna is a 16-year veteran divorce attorney. She is the past president of the Illinois State Bar Association, which I think is amazing, so impressive. But even more importantly, Anna is just such a wonderful, warm person, but she's also extremely smart and very tough if she needs to be. I personally have known Anna for several years and think very, very highly of her. So you can find her at annaklaw.com or on Divorce Girl Smiling. The second person I want to mention is real estate broker Leslie Glazer. Leslie has been a real estate agent for a couple decades, I think. She was my real estate agent, but Leslie also has a certification. She is a certified divorce real estate expert. And basically what that means is she's done training to work with divorced women and men, just like Tammy has as a certified divorce lending professional. So you can find Tammy, Leslie, Anna, and a lot more good resources on divorcegirlsmiling.com. Back to the podcast, I want to talk about being alone. Tammy, a lot of people ask me, how can I learn to enjoy being alone? What advice do you have for people?
I think that you just need to find things that you enjoy doing. When you're alone, it doesn't mean that you're just sitting there doing nothing. You might be out taking a walk by yourself. You might find a new hobby. I mean, I've tried new hobbies that I would have never have tried before.
Like what? And don't say pickleball, because everyone I know is playing pickleball.
No, I haven't done pickleball, but like something simple, like the other day I saw those really big fluffy blankets that you make with your hand and you knit them with your hand. So I tried that. It took me 2 hours. I went and bought the yarn and made a blanket for myself.
Okay, I think you're really crafty.
I am not, but those are things that I'm just okay just trying now, you know? Like mm-hmm. I had a couple hours. I had a Saturday and it was kind of rainy and I just went and got the yarn and then tried it and it ended up turning into a blanket. Who knew?
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting, both my kids just left for college, mm-hmm. and so I've had a little more time. So this weekend I'm sitting around, I'm like, when was the last time I had nothing to do? Mm-hmm. So I actually started calling these tennis places because I'm going to start playing tennis again.
See there?
People often confuse being alone and loneliness.
Yeah.
And what I try to tell people who are afraid of getting divorced because they think they're going to feel alone and lonely is you can actually be married and feel extremely lonely and live alone and not feel lonely at all. So it has nothing to do with your living situation, in my opinion.
I agree.
So my tips are, if you are worried about what to do with your time and you don't want to feel alone, two things, like Tammy said, hobbies, try new things, but also surround yourself with people you really enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like Facebook message someone you haven't seen in a long time, or just call somebody or text them and say, let's get together. Start making plans.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even small plans to just grab a coffee or something can make all the difference in your day. If you just connect with people, I think, or just pick up the phone and make a phone call and say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a really long time. Love to catch up, you know.
And people love that. They'll be so responsive. You'll be really surprised. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening to this and you're freaking out because you're newly separated and this weekend your ex has the kids, and how are you going to fill your time from Friday night to Monday morning? Start making plans now. Even if you have one meeting a day, mm-hmm. it'll be enough for you to not feel lonely because you'll have interacted with someone. You'll be feeling good from it. And then just, I would say, take long walks. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this too, Tammy. What do you think of this? I think people getting divorced benefit greatly from getting a dog.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Get a dog when you got divorced or you had one?
After I got divorced, because my son really wanted a dog. He had been begging for a dog. I ended up getting two dogs, so I wouldn't recommend that.
One's enough.
One's enough. They're rescues, and they happen to be mates. And they said that I couldn't rescue one without the other, which makes sense. I can see that now, but it was a lot. But yeah, without the dog, the dogs are always around. Even when my children are with their father, the dogs are still there and they're good companions. They're a lot of work, but you know, they're good companions.
So. And I swear, for people listening who are probably thinking, I'm turning this off because there's no way I'd get a dog. I was the same way. And now my dog is one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore him.
Yeah.
And I never feel lonely when he's around.
Right.
Because he's around all the time.
Right.
I literally never feel lonely.
Yeah.
Because of him.
Yeah, I think so.
So, okay, moving on to something I want to touch on here, dating. Mm. Tell me how you felt when you got divorced and went on like your first date.
So for me, I was really searching for like, wow, what's the world going to be like? Am I dateable? Like, what's dating even mean anymore? Because it had been 15 years, maybe longer, 15, 16 years since I'd been on a date. I really wanted to just see what that was like, what that experience was like. And I went on multiple dates like pretty quickly afterwards. And then somebody told me, you're gonna feel very different. You know, every month that passes by, every year that passes by, as time passes, you'll change, your experience is gonna change. You're gonna feel very differently. So I changed my outlook on dating a lot over those years. And it just isn't necessarily a priority like it was right away for me.
Now, I had a similar experience. I think you're right. When you first get divorced, now I'm not saying you did this, Tammy, but I did it. And I always tell people, here's what not to do.
Yeah.
I was on a mission to find husband number two.
Mm.
I mean, because I was so used to being married and that's what felt comfortable and normal. And I thought,
finances, or being in a relationship.
I wasn't going to go back to work. I wanted to just marry someone with a ton of money.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to admit this because it teaches people. If I can help somebody else not be an idiot like I was. And I didn't really know who I was. And so I dated this guy who had tons of money and he treated me so awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a real relationship. And I kept trying to make it real. And this went on for like a year and it was very on and off. And then I went on some other dates and I was just a complete idiot. And so if you go into this putting pressure on yourself and saying, I have to meet someone, it will never work.
Right.
Go into it thinking this is going to be fun. I could date someone and we could turn out to be good friends.
Right.
You know, I could learn something new or get into a new hobby from someone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad comes from going out with people, even if you're not attracted to the person.
Absolutely.
Sitting home on the couch gives you 0% chance of having any good experiences with meeting people.
Totally agree. Yep.
Then I got into a very long-term relationship that I knew from the beginning was not right.
Mm.
So don't do that either. But I think I did that because I didn't feel ready to really commit to something real. So this felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept trying to make it work. And my subconscious was saying, this is never going to work. So
yeah.
I spent a lot of years with that. So 15 years later, now I'm in a good relationship.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes, you know, digging deep within yourself and working on yourself is a really big priority once you go through a transition like a divorce, and understanding who you are and really what you want and what you don't want. I think when you get married young or in earlier years, we don't put the same attention on things that are really important to us. You know, it's just all like about the feelings of love and all that stuff, and not so much that, you know, what's important to you and a partner.
100% I agree with you. And also what I want to tell listeners is have the attitude that you deserve for the situation to be right. You're already divorced. You've gone through all this pain. And now's the time, life after divorce, to be happy. Mm-hmm. And the way to be happy is to only be with people who you feel is a good fit, who that make you happy. If something is getting toxic, get out of it.
Get out of it. Anything, any kind of relationship, friendships as well. I mean,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you are hanging around girls who are making you feel bad about yourself, you don't have to be rude and have this dramatic exit and you're not friends anymore, but just distance yourself.
Absolutely.
And start hanging out with people who make you feel good about yourself, who you enjoy being around, who make you laugh. I mean, you will be such a happier person.
One of my favorite sayings is, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I think that's so true.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to work out at this place, and this guy was so smart. He was great. And he used to tell us when we were working out, it was a big group of people doing this CrossFit thing. He used to say, if you start hanging out with people who work out, you're going to work out all the time.
Yeah.
If you hang out with people who eat
chips
and five bars of chocolate a day, you're going to eat the chocolate too.
Yes. Absolutely. So. Very true.
All right. So that's our deal on dating. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Tammy Wolensack, mortgage banker, DGS partner, and most importantly, friend. We're talking about what to expect in life after divorce, and I left the most important point for last, which is what to expect in life after divorce: empowerment. Let's talk about that, Tammy, because I know I went from insecure, felt like a frumpy housewife, mm-hmm. desperate to find a second husband. Mm-hmm. Now, all these years later, I feel really like my life has a lot of meaning. I feel very happy all the time with my kids, with my boyfriend, with my lifestyle, with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think we got? I think I can speak for you that you feel very good about yourself.
Absolutely.
Too. How did people get here?
Well, I think it's a journey. You know, you're not going to just wake up in the morning the day after your divorce and feel that way. You have to slowly come out from underneath the fog, so to speak, and start making decisions for yourself and start surrounding yourself with the people and, you know, gathering information and making choices and doing things, even if you need to speak to a therapist, you know, that is very helpful as well in unraveling some of the reasons that you might have been in the relationship that you were in, or making sure that you don't reattract that same type of a person. So
I love that. That is true. One thing I was going to say is that I personally think everyone going through a divorce should see a therapist. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely.
And also, when I got divorced, there was no such thing as divorce coaches.
Mm.
Can you imagine how much easier it would have made the divorce if you had a coach?
So good. Yes, I totally agree. As I've been working with divorce coaches, I find that that is such a necessary component of somebody going through a divorce. They can help educate you about the process. They can help you move you forward through the process, because it's a big unknown what's going to happen to you, and after the fact what's going to happen. And a lot of them really focus on helping you move through that.
I think that is so important. And the other thing I was going to say is that there is no shame if you have to go on medication. So when I was first getting divorced, I thought about going on like Lexapro, like an antidepressant, anti-anxiety. And I was like, no, I can do this. I don't need that. Definitely could have benefited so much. I've actually been on Lexapro at other times in my life. And for example, one was at the start of COVID. I was extremely scared, and just everybody was. And I really couldn't function. And I went on Lexapro for 1 year and then was able to go off it. And it really helped. There is no shame if you feel you need to go on medication.
I went the opposite direction, and I really did a lot of like yoga and meditation. I found a meditation teacher that helped me learn how to meditate, and I did a lot of things like dietary and things like that that helped me quite a bit, and through exercise, and I did more kind of a holistic approach, I think, that really kind of helped me dig out of some of that depression and fog and
Tammy,
stuff like
you're
that.
Not making me look very
No, I'm not trying to. I'm just giving options.
No, yes, but you're so right.
There doesn't have to be one size for everybody.
Yes. And I was actually doing yoga also. I got into that after my divorce. And so I think you're right. There's a lot of holistic things you can do if you're just not a pill person.
Yeah, there's,
or you could do both.
But there really is you know, there is a thing called divorce brain, I think, and I try to explain that to women. You really are going through a very emotional time, and it can really bring on a lot of depression and a lot of, you know, hopelessness and stuff, and really finding your own voice and finding a way out of that is really important. So whatever that looks like for you, I think it's really good.
I agree. I can remember a time where I couldn't get through a conversation with somebody without tearing up.
Same. Yeah.
So, and then I just wanted to tell my listeners two more things. First of all, you're going to make mistakes. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. You're going to make mistakes that later you're going to look back and be like, wait, what? What was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is you have to be patient, because all of this takes time. You know, we're sitting here talking, and we seem like you might be listening thinking, oh, they're like Miss Perfects. Well, we're not, first of all.
Far from
and
it.
We're still making mistakes. I still make mistakes all the time.
Same.
But just forgive yourself. Realize that you're in a vulnerable spot. And be patient, because things are going to get way better. Would mm-hmm. you agree, Tammy?
Oh, yeah. Every single day they get better. Yep.
And we wish that for you. And with that said, I'm going to say thank you, Tammy, for this wonderful podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jackie. I always enjoy it. Thanks so much.
And if you want to learn more about Tammy or work with her on a mortgage or a refinance or even just ask questions, you can reach her at TammyWolensack.com. So that's TammyWolensack.com. Or you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling. And if you want to read more articles or listen to more podcasts, you can go to Divorce Girl Smiling at divorcegirlsmiling.com. Tammy, thanks again for being here.
Thanks,
and Jackie. Everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you real soon.